Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, John Michaels, he's in a car, Crowder. He's driving to the Sunshine State. I don't know why he's coming to Florida, but he's on his way to Florida. So look out, beaches. Like, or I don't
10 hours?
I guess he's driving from Atlanta, right?
Goodness,
that 10-hour drive? Well, I don't know if he's coming all the way to South down here or if he's going to North Florida. Maybe he's going to Panama Beach, have a little spring break fun. Is there still spring break going on, or is it summer already?
I don't know, John, but get on the frontier at least. That's a long ride.
John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He is a South Florida guy, grew up down here, loves his Hurricanes. And I do want to talk NFL draft and Chop Robinson, but his Falcons pulled off perhaps the biggest shocker last night, but he's had some time to absorb it all. So why are you driving down here, John?
Well, I have got a van full of kids with me as we are going to an AAU tournament in Tampa. So not 10 full hours. Yeah, good 7 hours. I got my boys. We're 11-3 on the year right now. We should be 14-0. If we would know how to close out games, we'd be 14-0. But blame the coach. I've screwed up a couple of times, and we haven't won. But we're going to take the Tampa area by storm.
I'll be in Tampa on Sunday. I got to pick up some of my son's stuff because he's driving home next week from school, but not everything fits in his car. So my wife and I are coming up Sunday, and we're going to go to this pizza place that I saw Dave Portnoy review called Nona's Slice House in Tampa. Been thinking about it since I saw it on the thing.
Give me a call. We're here till Monday. Sunday is elimination day. I know we have the potential of playing at 8 o'clock in the morning, which really sucks. That's going to curb my drinking and heat screaming on Saturday night. But, if depending on where we're at, call me and I may come over and have some pizza with you.
All right, hey, man. Get them to grow up fast, John. Take them to Rachel's.
I'm going to tell you, your Crowder, they're 15, and I can promise there's a few in the back right now, including my son, that if I took them somewhere where the people were getting naked, they'd be all about it. And Kane's in the back smiling right now because he knows
what I'm
talking
about.
Be
eliminated on Sunday. They wouldn't be able to concentrate on the game. And you're there for one reason, John. Don't let Crowder shake your focus.
Maybe they'd be like Billy Bob and Charlie Tweeter from Varsity Blues, and they'd see Miss Davis and her assets bouncing around everywhere. Before we talk draft, and I'm going to go ham on the Falcons, Crowder, did you find your tooth? Like, that's the biggest thing I was worried about.
I did, and I got it back in now, but it can pop out at any moment. So every time I talk in the media, it's a toss-up on if this tooth is going to stay in on the left side of my head.
How did a tooth just fall out mid-segment? And how was Solana smart enough to have that, like, broken down, like, film? Like, Mike McDaniel would be proud of the film work that Solana set up for your tooth flying out mid-segment.
It was great, man, because I didn't even see it. Yeah, Solana was on his game there. It was perfect. I don't know if his tooth fell out or if it just jumped out. It wanted to get away from him, and you could understand why he was in a terrible take about the Cavender twins, and his tooth said, I'm out of here. All right, I don't want to waste any more time with this. I don't want to waste any more time. I want to talk. I'll let you start with Atlanta. So they signed Kirk Cousins to this big deal, and they have a top 10 pick, and they pick another quarterback. And there was a lot of confusion during draft coverage and by all the pundits. I was watching you for your reaction on Twitter. Everybody can follow John Michaels on Twitter at John Michaels U. But now you've had a little chance to marinate on it. So where are you with the selection of Michael Penix Jr.?
Still in the exact same place that I was a night ago, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell was the point. You know, obviously the team needed a quarterback. We talked about Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke and these guys last year and how the Falcons were just a terrible quarterback-driven team. But you spent 4 years and $180 million on Kirk Cousins. Now, I understand the financials. Legitimately, they could get out from under it in coming up, you know, in 2 years. 2 years and 90 is really what the money truly breaks down to. But why would you turn around? Why would you turn around after you've just spent that kind of money, basically all your free agent money in the offseason, and now turn around and draft a quarterback at 8 when you have no pass rush? You could use at least one more wide receiver. You need another safety. You need a number 2 corner. Like, all of those things are on the table. You have a fairly mediocre offensive line outside of Chris Lindstrom and Jake Matthews, and you draft a quarterback. You took a guy at 8 that is going to sit for 2 years and not play a snap. And then I've had fans telling me, well, Green Bay did it. Yeah, go back and look at Green Bay with Brett Favre or with Aaron Rodgers. They were a 10 or 11-win football team when they had the luxury to pick a quarterback down towards the bottom of the first round. We didn't have that luxury. I thought it was one of the dumbest moves I've ever seen in an NFL draft, and it lets me know that our general manager might be in over his head, and maybe the owner is telling people what to do.
And John, but they say best player available. If he was on your board as the best player there, can they do something? Like you're saying, Kirk's not doing it anymore halfway through the season. Could they move him? Could they trade him? I know it's dead money attached. Like, I'm with you. It doesn't make sense. But what, as you try to rationalize it, is there anything they could do with this in the future? Because I don't think this move cannot have a second response or a backup plan or, you know, or an out, like a business. What's your out with this business? They have to have an out on this.
Yeah, I think the out is you play Kirk Cousins for 2 years. You let Michael Penix learn the job. And in 2 years, you tell Kirk Cousins, thank you for the 2 years. Here's whatever's left of your guaranteed contract, which I think was $100 million, and we're moving on. And the hope is, and I honestly, Crowder, I think part of it had to do with they got spooked with what happened with Matt Ryan a couple of years ago when they went after Deshaun Watson. That failed, and then Matt Ryan goes, oh, by the way, trade me like tomorrow because I don't want to be here anymore, and that's how you get stuck with Marcus Mariota and Desmond Ridder. So I think they're trying to have the forward thinking of going, all right, we've got our quarterback now, hopefully for the next 10 to 15 years, Cousins for 2 and Michael Penix for 10, and you've got team control for 5 years because of the contract and everything else. The problem is they haven't been to the playoffs since 2017. 2017, Mark Richt was Miami's head coach, and the turnover chain was in its first realm running around Hard Rock Stadium. That was a long-ass time ago to try to sell your franchise to fans and say, hey, we're going to wait 2 years for this first-round pick, but don't you worry. We've got everything else covered.
I do want to get to Chop Robinson here for the Dolphins, but what was the reaction by Atlanta radio callers and texters and tweeters over the pick? Were there people arguing that, yeah, this makes sense. Great to have a top-tier quarterback, you know, as a backup.
Yeah, I'd say probably 20 to 25% were on the side of, yes, this is a great succession plan. Look at what Kansas City did with Alex Smith going to Patrick Mahomes. Again, you could use Green Bay with a couple of different examples. And the example that they kept saying was, look at all the teams that couldn't find another quarterback, even when they waited and tried and did everything else. So I'd say probably 25% was that. But the other 75% looked around and goes, we haven't had a pass rusher since, oh, I don't know, since the franchise has existed. John Abraham was a good pass rusher, I don't know, 15 damn years ago. Vic Beasley had a one-and-done 15-sack season. Other than that, I think me and Zach Krantz might have to come off the edge for them this year. They didn't re-sign Calais Campbell. He's 38 years old. Bud Dupree, they didn't re-sign. He's still lingering out there. Your leading sack guy was somebody named Arnold Ibikati, who had 6.5 sacks. And you have Grady Jarrett, who I love. Great dude, unbelievable player. He's coming off a torn ACL. Like, you needed somebody to get a quarterback's ass on the ground. And I hope they find that guy in rounds 2 through 7 because they missed the boat in round 1.
John, if you and Zach are coming off the edge, you better play zone. Because it's going to be a long down.
Look, The only thing I can do right now is run stuff. If you want me to chase somebody down, there is zero chance of that. There's a better chance of you catching Drake in that cage when he was looking at your wife than me catching a quarterback.
Yeah, Drake gonna holler at my wife in the cage, though, Johnny. Knew I couldn't get to him, put my hands on him. Now, I was surprised with the quarterbacks, the six in the first 12. How do you feel like, who's really going to be good? Because Penix was the surprise, but Drake May going three. I think Jaden Daniels can be good. I love Caleb Williams, but then Bo Nix, then J.J. McCarthy. Like, there's no way all six of these guys are going to be top quarterbacks. Are you surprised by any of them? And after Caleb, because I really believe in Caleb, who's going to be the best?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, I like Caleb as well. I don't care if he paints his nails lime green or pink or whatever. The dude can play quarterback. I love Jaden Daniels' game. I think he's a little bit of Lamar Jackson and some others. And I actually really like Michael Penix. That's the tough part about my reaction to the Falcons is I do think that kid can throw a football through a pinhole. I mean, he's got that kind of arm talent. And the fact that he led Washington to a national championship game lets you know the dude is really, really good. At least half of them are going to be busts, though. I mean, you can go back, 3 years ago to the draft with Trevor Lawrence and Trey Lance and Zach Wilson, Mac Jones and Justin Fields. Four of those guys never made it to the fifth-year option and were traded to other teams. That's the problem with drafting quarterbacks, but we see it every year. Teams get desperate. They recycle bums like Sam Darnold. They try to sell to you that this first-round quarterback's going to be good. They reach. They do all these different things. I never liked J.J. McCarthy. I thought he was overhyped for being in a national title game. I'm not a huge fan of Drake May, and I think in New England, with the lack of weapons they have, he's got bust potential. And I'm not a huge fan, obviously, of Bo Nix. I didn't think he was a first-round quarterback in Denver. My mom's a Broncos fan. God bless her. She's got Bo Nix now and Zach Wilson. She may want to jump off a mile-high mountain somewhere.
Chop Robinson goes to the Dolphins with the 21st pick. You think what?
I like it. I mean, you think about it, and I kind of joked talking about me and Zach coming off the edge. The beginning of the Dolphins season, we made it throw Crowder out there to come off the edge because Jalen Phillips dealing, obviously, with his injury. You had Bradley Chubb with the ACL. Andrew Van Ginkle is gone. They played a playoff game where they literally picked up guys on Tuesday to come off the edge. I like Chop Robinson. I thought he fits perfectly in the scheme. Good pass rusher, explosive first step. That's the right move early on. Now, they got to find some offensive linemen somewhere throughout the next couple of rounds of the draft. But usually offensive linemen, Crowder, would you agree, they're big and they're not always the smartest guys. Just stick them out there and tell them go hit somebody.
Yeah, they put me out there. All they're going to do is get beer throw up after two plays, three plays.
That's kind of what they got anyway.
Old man with asthma out there.
Someone lose a tooth. There's someone out here who lost a tooth.
Got to wear a big mouthpiece. Is that where they go? Because we're set at running back. Tell me if I'm wrong. We're set at running back. Achane, Mostert. We're set at receiver. We're set, tight end. I actually, John, I love Jonnu Smith because he's big. He's an athletic guy. Like, they're the skill positions we're pretty good at. Is that where it is? Because I joke about it every year. We need to go get dudes with deep belly buttons. We need some guys that might wake up at 3 a.m. and eat Cheetos. We need some of those guys on this team.
Yeah, absolutely. You need some big uglies. I mean, the offensive line, when healthy, was really good. But let's be honest, they were never healthy, and then you lose guys in free agency. So, yeah, you got to find somebody that's big and mean and has a streak that wants to knock somebody's ding-ding in the dirt. That's the kind of guys I want on the Dolphins. Everybody looked at the team as finesse. Let's be real. They were a finesse football team with power principles. They had the ability to run the football, but they got to find some offensive line. Maybe find another corner somewhere along the line. And I would throw another receiver in. I know receiver is one that you love the two guys in Waddle and Hill, but I'd like to find one other guy maybe that comes down the middle of the field.
John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. I bet you had a fun show this morning, huh?
Oh, it was like you guys know, there's certain days you wake up and you don't have to do any show prep. I didn't go to bed till 1 a.m. last night because I was on ESPN radio at God knows what time because some guy called me and said, hey, do you want to talk Falcons? Of course. And I said, I don't have to do any show prep. We're literally going to take calls. We're going to scream back and forth about Kirk Cousins. We'll mention the Braves. I didn't even have a chance to talk about the NBA. I'm excited because the Heat, they've got, I told you, team light skin. They're too soft in Boston to beat us. And I got a feeling we may take game three tomorrow.
Some shows just write themselves.
I'm telling you.
They do.
You got one today. John Michaels, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Follow him on Twitter at John Michaels. You safe travels, drive safely, and good luck to you and your team in Tampa.
Appreciate you guys.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.